Frontier.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is Wrestling Death and is scheduled for 1 hour. Maybe more. It has no real time limits, making their way into your ears. First, from a place called Barniston, he is the Pyramid.
It's going to be the funniest show ever because I'm all about the comedy and the money.
Baby. How much you can pay?
And his partner, Fede Tappender Stevenson.
From Mexico City to Beef Community Centre, I've got stories that are going to blow your mind.
Hello and welcome to Wrestling Daft, and the good news is our great friend Grado is back in his rightful place in the chair, in the big seat, in the big daddy chair on the show. Grado, how you doing?
I'm all right, Rab. I've missed you, mate.
I'm Rab Florence, by the way. Last week, you remember, we were joined by Chris Toll in lieu of Grado. Chris Toll came on, started, went into business for himself a wee bit.
Aye.
You know, started cutting promos and all that and trying to put over his own guys. We're not having that on this show. Grado, how's the filming been going?
Well, the filming's good. The filming's really, really good. Second week, but...
Right, hold on. How's it actually going?
No, well, it's great, mate. It's just everybody keeps talking to me about the Scots.
I'm sure that's not true, mate. I swear to God,
the amount of makeup and costume folk that have came for Scots, and I've went, how's the Scots? And they've all went, I'm no joking. It's brilliant. And I'm like, no, seriously, is it that good? And they're like, it's that good. So there you go.
We'll see what happens on that front. But all going well, you getting on, having a good time with the rest of the cast and all that?
Great. Johnny Watson, big wrestling fan. Elaine C, big wrestling fan. Alec Norton, fuck.
Having a great time with him.
Pals with Mick McManus back in the day.
That's right.
Arabella Weir was at Jackie Palo's wedding.
That's right, aye. Arabella Weir.
For the Fast Show.
That's some name, isn't it? Arabella Weir.
Arabella Weir. She talks like that.
Arabella Weir.
Trouble is with Arabella, you've got to kiss her all the time.
You have to kiss her?
Well, not all the time. But
what do you mean?
Well, we're in a bubble, right? But that doesn't matter because she always... Well, it does matter that we're in a bubble, but I'm saying, you know how... You get some actor folks that like to, you know, when you see them and you like, they like a wee cuddle and that. She likes a cuddle and a kiss. Right on the fucking, I smack her right in her lips.
Tongues and all that.
What is that? No tongues.
Is that a bit of a Scottish, Grado?
She was, I don't know if she was born in Scotland, her ma's Scottish, her gran's Scottish, but she's from London. She lives in London.
She does a very Scottish
Roddy Piper at you.
Just does a very good Scottish accent.
Oh, mate, so does Dunn, man. What about Dunn? Dunn McKeegan? Holy mother of lords, you know?
It's just... And her name is actually Down as well. That's how much she's...
What is it? She's called Down?
Here in Scottish, aye.
That's funny.
Well, it's good to have you back, Grado. Let's go and see what the punters have been talking about, right? Ian Drug Dice Clay has got in touch. One of our favourite contributors to this show, giving us a wee clip. The Ultimate Warrior trying to get through to the airport to change his flight and having to tell him his name was actually a thing. I guess Mr. is his first name then. Let's play this clip. What is this?
What's this?
7506. Warrior. W-A-R-R-I-O-R. Mr. M-R. Just M-R. Mr. Warrior. Thank you.
Raging with him. Look, I'm raging with him. As if that's fucking...
Mr. Warrior.
As if, like, Dafty. You know, heard?
Aye, Mr. Warrior. It just doesn't... Imagine Mr. him Warrior? Changing his actual name to Warrior. That's crazy, isn't it?
I know.
That's crazy.
Warrior. Does it say that in his tombstone, or does it say John... What's his name again? John Gettin?
Hellwig was Harry Potter's owl, wasn't it?
I want to look, because you know you can always get gravestones, couldn't you?
You won't get Ultimate Warrior's graves. It's not going to say Ultimate Warrior on his graves.
Let me tell you, mate.
It might, by the way.
Mate, you can get big, you can get Ray Trailer's headstone. on the internet. You can get anybody's. You can get Mabel's headstone. That's a. There's one for the listeners next week. See how many gravestones we can get. And let's look. The Warriors. Or there's May Young's. The first result was May Young's.
Right.
What else am I looking? There's Chris Adams. There's Eddie Guerrero's.
So people go around and take pictures of ex-wrestlers' gravestones.
Right, I'm looking at Rick Rude's, and he has Richard, quote, Rick, unquote. Oh, that's me getting it for the Jeff Jarrett podcast, quote, unquote, Rick Rude, who spelt his name R-O-O-D, in God's loving care.
Wow, I didn't know this was a thing.
Who else
I'm
we
totally fascinated by this now.
I know, Elizabeth Ann Hillett.
John.
Hillett.
Well, no, I'm not really surprised.
I mean, there's people buying wrestlers' underwear. While you're looking for this gravestone, Grado, I'll leave you doing that. Now, Dan says something for the Wrestling Daft Wives Watching Wrestling segment. Isn't Moxley like 60 years old? I'm assuming this is the wife that said this. Nah, he's only about 35. Well, who's the one that beat that guy up the other day? Well, no, the Burberry. Jericho, that's the one. He's in Fozzie's, right?
This is a feature we kind of talked about on the Mark show. It's kind of grown a bit arms and legs of like, get your girlfriend to watch wrestling, get them to let us know what they say.
It's
about
a sexist
it.
Segment.
No, because you can get, if you're a girl and you're
because partner, what you if but why is it called Wives Watch Wrestling? Why is it not called Partner Who Isn't Interested in Wrestling Watches Wrestling?
Yeah, that the wife's watches wrestling is a bit catchier. But
oh dear, John's been cancelled. Oh, yeah, John has just been cancelled on the show. I frankly think that's sexist. So, listen, me and Grado are back, and we're not having this kind of misbehaviour, John.
No, and I actually missed that because I've just came across Grandmaster Sexy's Tombstone. Is it Tombstone?
What you say?
We don't say Tombstone as an American.
We say Gravestone.
Right.
What does it say on it?
Brian Christopher Lawler, wrestling superstar. Grandmaster Sexy, January 10th, 1972 to July 29th, 2018. Loving son, brother and father, and a lifelong Steelers fan.
Oh my God, there's a website called findagrave.com. I've just typed in...
Find Big Daddy's.
Well, I've just typed in Andre the Giant to find out where he's buried.
Shirley Crabtree.
Right, and he is buried. Right, hold on. Let's find out where Andre's buried. His ashes were... Andre was cremated. God, that must have been a big fire. His ashes were...
Right, that's enough of this.
Right. Jeez, I know, this is a bit... Are we being disrespectful?
Paul got in touch to say Toll is right about Lex Luger's family coming for Coat Bridge. Did you hear about this, Grado?
No.
Got to chat with the man at WrestleCon a few years back. Paul said he loved coming to the UK in the 90s because his family came for Coat Bridge.
That's amazing. Do you use, have I ever told you about a half hunter? About Kevin Spacey?
What about him?
Ever told you about Kevin Spacey?
Felt you up.
Right? I swear to God, right? I was watching GMTV one morning, right? And Jackie Brambles was on. Right? And she was interviewing Kevin Spacey. And Kevin Spacey, halfway through the interview, went, here, whereabouts in Scotland are you from? And she went, I live in a wee island just off the west coast. And Kevin Spacey went, is it Aaron? And she went, aye. She go, and then Kevin Spacey went, I've got cousins in a dressing.
Aye.
I'm not joking. I swear that happened years ago. And if you Google it, it's in the Drossin' Sockets Herald as well.
Well, there you go. Jamie says that he loved the kayfabe on last week's episode with Toll and the ICW lad. Marry that, please. I want to hear guests come on and start arguments. That sort of shit. Rab's a writer. He should script each episode. You fucking want me to write an hour worth episode that you can... You fucking kid me on? You'll need to about fucking quadruple that Patreon membership if you're wanting that. I'll tell you that, mate, before you start saying you want me to write episodes. Aaron got a message for Spotify, but doesn't really know what it means. The message says, playing Wrestling Daft in the morning is pretty much the most you thing ever. That's very sweet. That means that he regularly listens to Wrestling Daft. Thanks very much for that.
Oh,
Aaron.
Remember Tony? I told you to remember about Tony.
Oh my God, Tony. Aye.
Tony. Tony, the DPD driver who helped me out at the weekend. I can't exactly say how he helped me because I would be fearing Casey. Well, I don't think he would get in bother for what he'd done, but he helped me.
He helped you, mate.
He was listening to Wrestling Daft at the time, or at least he said he had just been listening to it. So Tony, the DPD driver, who, by the way, said he's gone through a wee bit of a difficult time. He told me his story. I want to repeat it on here. But Tony, my man, if you're listening, cheers for that at the weekend, Biggin. All the best, and it will work out for you, pal.
Cheers, Tony. All the best to you. Thanks for helping out Grado with his issue. Constipation is no joke. If you want to get in touch with us about any of that or just random wrestling-related stuff, get us on Twitter at WrestlingDaft, on Insta at WrestlingDaft Podcast, just WrestlingDaft on Facebook, or email us at WrestlingDaft@gmail.com.
Woo! Well, let me tell you about ExpressVPN, Rob, because that hides my internet activity, and it's the best VPN in the market. And here's why, Rob, because... Right. Well, it doesn't log your online activity. That's the number one thing, right? Now, there's loads of cheaper free VPNs, right? They make money. They sell your data to advertisers. But listen, ExpressVPN, they don't do it. They've even developed a technology called Trusted Server that makes their VPN servers incapable of storing any data at all. Now, I spent the whole afternoon before I come on to this podcast watching drug busts, and I saw a lot of dead bodies. Right, so the speed of ExpressVPN, it now uses Lightwave. Now, that's a new VPN protocol that's engineered to make user speeds faster than ever. And I've tried many of the VPNs in the past, and they can sometimes slow down my connection, right? But see, ExpressVPN, it's always blazing fast, and it lets me stream videos that I watch in HD quality with absolutely zero buffering. Now, Rab...
Right, hold on, wait a minute. Zero buffering?
Never buffers, mate.
All right, okay.
Never buffers. It's smooth. It's smooth action. No technical skills needed. All you need is fire up the app, tap one button, and listen, your granny, your Wayne's, if you're no tech savvy, you don't need to bother about this because you're sorted. And it's not just me saying this. CNET, they're talking about it. The Verge and many other tech journalists.
The Sunday Post.
Irvine Times. Commandlet Chronicle. ExpressVPN is the number one VPN in the world, so you need to protect yourself with a VPN, the same one that I use and trust. Use my link, expressvpn.com/wrestling. Do that today. Get extra 3 months free in a 1 year package. That's expressvpn.com/wrestling. Visit that and you'll learn more and you'll be protected.
Now listen, every week we like to separate the bad for the good of wrestling. Supermarket own brand ketchup for Heinz ketchup. That's very true, isn't it? Heinz ketchup, nothing can touch it.
No, I disagree.
Oh, hold on a minute.
Sorry, mate. I go out my way to buy other than Heinz.
Why?
There is nothing worse, Rab. The biggest bugbear I have these days is these chippies that don't have chippy sauce. You know that pink vinegary chippies tomato sauce that makes you cough? Because it's that strong. There's nothing worse than turning up to a chip shop and they give you squidgy fucking packets of Heinz and charge you 30 pence. To me, a chippy needs to have that gold star gear, that right old hardy fucking chip shop tomato sauce. And that's my thoughts on that.
You're an old school guy. You're a guy for the three tunes. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You're old school when it comes to the chippies. Now, here's what I want to... Is there anything you want to put over and then you want to bury?
Right.
While you're thinking on this, right? I want to put over Aleister Black.
Wow.
What? I want to put over Aleister Black. And I'll tell you why I want to put over Aleister Black. I want to put over Aleister Black for how gracefully he's handled... his exit for the WWE. I see he's been getting a wee bit of kind of stick online for like the fact he hasn't rubbished the WWE, hasn't binned them, hasn't had a go at everybody in the way out and all that, you know what I mean? He's just been quite graceful saying, oh, I got on well with Vince, I had a good time there, I'm thankful for, you know, for my time there and stuff like that. I think it's been a very, very, he's shown how to do it, how to handle that kind of situation. So I want to put him over for that. I want to bury Adam Cole for looking like a wee skinny bastard. Listen, body shaming is terrible, right? You should never body shame anybody for anything. It's a terrible thing. But he is a fucking wee skinny bastard. Right? I could kill him just by flicking him. See if I flicked Adam Cole on the shoulder. His fucking spine would rip right out of his body. He's tiny. The guy is like a wee. The guy is like a wee 9-year-old boy.
This is body shaming.
I don't give a fuck, mate. I don't give a fuck. He's got his stand there with a wrestling belt on his waist. It better no look like he's fucking 2 weeks on the waltzers.
Mm. Maybe. I don't know. Does it affect your view on him, John? Do you? Did his body?
It doesn't, know. It doesn't. I think wrestling's changed, guys.
Spelt like John, isn't he?
No, he's not. You're
more buff than Adam
Cole.
You're
a tank compared to Adam Cole, mate.
There are.
Adam Cole looks like he's never lifted a weight.
But wrestling's changed, guys. You know, the days of the big Vince guys, they've gone now. Look, Braun Strowman's been released. There you go. It's all about the in-ring technician now. It's all about the smart mark wrestlers, isn't it? Is that not what it's all about these days?
And that's the fucking issue with it.
Well, there you go.
Imagine Adam Cole in the ring storing across the ring for Roman Reigns.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine that. Imagine looking at that. You'd be like, ah, why has Roman Reigns brought his wee brother's pal out to see him wrestle today? It's not fucking acceptable, man. It's like, you've got, listen, I'm no body shaming anybody, right? And, you know, most of this is tongue in cheek. So I don't want anybody to take it seriously, right? But it's meant to be a fucking wrestling company, you know what I mean? No fucking bring your kid to work day. Just lift some weights, man. Just get on the fucking human growth hormone. Like they used to do back in the good old days. I want to see Adam Cole looking big and buff like he's on the steroids and the human growth hormone, and then I want his heart to explode when he's 50 years old. That's what wrestling is. You should be dead at 50. See, if a wrestler lives beyond 50 years old, they're not a real wrestler. No fucking real wrestler. If you live past 50, right, you're no fucking real wrestler, as far as I'm concerned. All the best, all the greats, the heart's exploded. So, aye. So, what you want to put on? What you want to bury, Grado?
I don't know. I was going to tell my couple. Tell me. Sorry, I've told you, Alistair Black. I've told you, come here, a seriously. Remember that one? I told you that, didn't I?
Well, he's Tommy End now again. So
he's Tommy End again now, isn't he? I told you, my come here, a seriously, didn't I? Did I tell you that?
I don't think you have.
Well, you see Tommy End, Alistair Black, now he's meant to be Dutch, right? But he speaks an American accent, which has always bothered me, right? He talks like that, you know, Chicago and all this kind of carry on. By the way, he's a lovely guy. A lot of
Dutch people talk like that, though.
Aye. Well, that's it. I didn't know that, mate. I didn't know that. But I'm sure I've told you this when he had a tag team partner called Dante.
Aye.
Dante. And we were in Liverpool. And you've ever told us, John, no?
I think you have.
We're walking along the streets. In Liverpool, we're walking along the street in Liverpool, we were out a night out, and he was going, Dante, come on here, seriously, come on here, seriously.
What?
Because Dante was behind him, he's going, Dante, come on here, seriously, come on here, seriously. I'm going, what the fuck are you saying to him? He's going, I'm just saying, Dante, come here, seriously. Dante, come on here, seriously.
What was that Dutch? Was he talking in Dutch?
It must have been Dutch. But he's like, I'm just saying, Danny, come here, seriously. Second one is, yeah, we went for pro. We done a double duty show in Progress. We done Progress in the afternoon, and we had to jump on a taxi and more gear, and a flight back up to Glasgow. So I was sitting fucking reeking, man, in my leotard. He actually put a pair of shorts on, but he annoyed me because he was in a 6-man tag and he was moaning that, oh, you know, and I think he was on before me, and he was like, yeah, I should be on after you because you just do comedy and stuff like that, which pissed me off, but that's fair doing. So that's what a lot of people think about comedy wrestling, even though I was wrestling Whiplash that night. Third one, just like pure wrestlers that they kind of keep things to themselves, but they, you know, they deal with that whole don't tell anybody, but I remember getting picked up with him in Germany once. He was gone, this doesn't leave this car, but I think I'm going to New Japan. Right? And I was like, oh, that's good for you, mate. He's like, you can't repeat that, man. I'm going to New Japan. And we then went to McDonald's, and then somebody else came in, and he went, hey, man, this doesn't leave this restaurant, but I'm going to New Japan. And we get to the venue, and I must have fucking caught him about 17 times going round the foot going, you can't repeat this, but I'm going to New Japan.
So you're wanting to bury Alistair Black, basically?
I'm not burying Alistair Black because you know what we have.
I would say every one of these stories buried him.
Let's go one night.
Did you see the? He's been on Twitch. He's been on kind of Instagram and all that sort of stuff. But he put out this message about him. If you go, remember when he was doing all that stuff from the room and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
I said, if you go back to the room promos, the colour of the lights were the colour of my upcoming opponent's gear. I did this because I liked the idea that Alistair Black had precognitive abilities in a sense that Destiny showed him glimpses of the future. What did you make of that?
Good. I love it. I love it when wrestlers are caring about the details. But I'll say this, and this goes to Tommy and goes to any wrestler out there, get fucking off Twitch. Get off Twitch. Twitch is full of deadbeats, losers, gamer geeks, weirdos. It's no place for wrestlers. Adam Cole can stay on Twitch. It's no place for wrestlers. Get off.
Do you think so?
What? No, it's not, mate. It's
the problem I had with Flight Simulator and doing Flight Simulator on Twitch was like, all the folk, I wanted it to be to kind of connect with the wrestling fans, but it was all like folk in my street. They were watching it, and I was embarrassed. I was like, get off. You know, that way I could see them coming in. I'm like,
you're too famous to be on Twitch.
No, I'm not. That's how they make their fucking cheddar. They're a fucking...
But it's like, it's the most, no harm to anybody doing Twitch, but it's the most cringy, low-rent way to make your money, I think. You know what I mean?
Oh.
I do. I'm in pure heel mode tonight.
Been accepted for Cameo.
Have you?
I have actually.
What is he saying that's true and what is he saying that's not true? What does he actually believe? It's hard to know. So here's what the punters are saying. Mark wants to put our Rab's inevitable reaction to this week's Raw ending. Now, on the ending of Raw this week, Grado, I don't know if you saw this, but Shayna Baszler got a fright off a doll, a wee toy doll. She stamped on the doll and Alexa Bliss was like, oh, you stamped on my dolly, and then some fire happened and then she ran backstage and then she saw a dolly and she got a fright. I'll tell you who should be released for the WWE, right? And his first name is The and his second name is Fiend. Get him out of the fucking WWE, and I'll tell you why. Because I think if that guy goes to one of these other companies and is allowed to be creative and gets out of what's happening in a WWE, I think still great things could be ahead for that guy. But the WWE have no clue how to handle anything. They've got no clue how to handle things like that. And what they've now done to Alexa Bliss, they've ruined Alexa Bliss, man. They've ruined her. They've ruined her and all. They're dragging everybody down with this garbage.
I don't know how you can say that... he could go somewhere else and be creative. I think that's all him. Do you not think that?
No, here's what I think. I know I'm always...
I don't mind it. I like the Fiend.
No, I'm always talking about the Fiend and all that kind of stuff. I genuinely think, this is me being serious now, right? This isn't me saying Adam Cole's heart should explode and all that, right? This is me being serious now. I think that 90% of the good stuff that Bray Wyatt and the Fiend does and all that is for him. The good stuff, right?
Right.
And I think that 90% of the bad stuff is the WWE.
Yeah.
I think that's the problem, because you've got a guy who is coming right out of left field in terms of the type of stuff he's trying to do, and the WWE just don't know how to handle that. They don't have the type of creative that can take that and run with it. They just don't know what to do with it. They don't know what to do with it. It's pathetic, Frank. It's embarrassing. I'm not even going to talk about that ending to Raw, because just everybody knows how I feel. It's just embarrassing. NBK Sabo wants to bury WWE, just bury it. Wants to put out Tony Khan for being able to employ those in WWE that deserve better than being part of that product.
That'll be Sab. Otage.
Oh, do you think so?
Aye. Yep.
Pablo wants to bury WWE, sacking people to streamline themselves for a possible sale and put all the potential for Ryan Reynolds. And what is this? This is garbage. This is all... Pablo, you're responding to gossip here. Chris, I want to put all the fact you constantly ignore Craig Patterson's pun and suggestions every single time. It's become a gimmick now, and it's excellent. It's got heat. I've got no idea who Craig Patterson is. Mick wants to bury Raw. No watching about 6 years, but struggle just reading the headlines. Genuinely can't see how they turn that around. Yep, it's garbage. Kev wants to put over AEW Dark, an hour of good commentary. Good wrestling, and the commentary of Taz and Excalibur is brilliant. Wants to put over Chris Toll in last week's episode. More Chris Toll, please. Daniel wants to put over Shingo winning the IWGP title. That'll do it, as that made me pretty happy. Irvin Garrett wants to bury Raw. Everybody's burying Raw. John wants to bury Alexa Bliss and that stupid doll. Wants to put over the Mick Foley biography documentary.
That was good.
Andrade is debut in AEW. Yeah. Giza Gobble wants to put over SummerSlam being a Saturday night this year in a big stadium show. Yeah, that's something to look forward to. Yep.
No way. Brilliant.
More pay-per-views should be Saturday. Wants to bury corporate Triple H. Getting sick of seeing him either in pictures with new champions or day in his entrance with basketball players. Don't anybody be criticising basketball, please. Remember to tune into your basketball daft. Scott wants to put over Matt Cardona and GCW, the swerve, the crowd, the heat. That's what wrestling's all about. I was about to see it.
Did you see that? Because I think that would have popped you.
It was good. It was really, really good. It was good.
Listen, John Scott wants to also put over you for informing him that Demolition Man was on Netflix. Sly versus Snipes, WrestleMania main event stuff. Nice to Wrestlers wants to put over the Roman Usos stuff. It's the only story in WWE I care about right now. It's great. Roman Reigns is great. It's great. I'll bury anything involving Alexa until that gimmick fucks off for good. And Sean wants to bury AEW for not putting real Britt Baker as the show opener for winning the championship. Put over the Euros starting as wrestling was shite this week, he says. A lot of very unhappy people out there about the old wrestling.
Just watch the documentaries, so that'll keep you happy. They've been brilliant. The Bret Hart one was good all night. Mick Foley one was good. The Jake the Snake one was fucking horrific. About old Grizzly Smith. He was an old...
Bastard.
He was a, what do you call him? A wrongin. A wrongin. I'm not a wrongin. He was a wrongin.
Well, now it's the part of the show where we invite you, the listeners, to do a run-in. Come on the show, talk wrestling, ask us a question. This week, we've got a run-in for a man. The man they call Chris Bett. You bet your life it's Chris Bett.
Remember You Bet from Matthew Kelly?
I do remember that,
that was good.
Remember Matthew Kelly? What happened to him, man?
He's alright, mate. He's no bad.
Right. What do you mean?
He's alright. He's doing alright. That's all you need to know.
Who Matthew Kelly is?
Yeah, he's doing alright.
Have you met him?
Aye.
When?
Come on.
Sorry, Chris. Doing, Chris. Sorry, Chris. How are you doing, Chris?
That's all right.
We're just having a chat about Matthew Kelly here. Do you remember Matthew Kelly?
I do. Aye, Stars and Rice.
Aye.
And You Bet. How could you not say that? That's your second name. Remember that? You Bet.
Aye. Well, I'd be back too young for that, mate.
How old are you?
31.
So, Chris, would you make a Michael Barrymore?
Barrymore? Is that not him that done the pool?
Oh, again, mate.
We're going all sorts of wrong paths here. Rab, I'm going to fish of like litigation in front of us here.
Yeah, Chris, Rab, just say names to me and I'll tell you how I know them.
Right, Chris, who's your favourite of? I'm going to give you some old game show hosts. No, I'm not doing any of that. I'm going to give you some old game show hosts and I want you to tell me who your favourite is, right? So, first of all, is Jim Bowen. Right? And then my next one is going to be Bob Monkhouse.
Right.
And then my next one is going to be Bruce Forsyth. So who's your favourite of the three?
Right, I'd probably say Bone because I love them. Well, obviously Bullseye was a wee bit before my time, but see in Phoenix Nights, his outtakes in Phoenix Nights was fucking hilarious, man. So just for that reason alone.
There you go, Jim Bowen. Jim Bowen, he's a good guy, right?
I'm sure I remember Bob Monkhouse's exact date of death.
Go, I'll Google it. You tell me.
Google it, John. Is it the 16th of February 2003?
The 16th of February 2003.
Just type in Bob Monkhouse.
Is Grado going to win the prize for Monkhouse's death? This could be a new competition.
I'm a couple of months out.
You're out. 29th of December 2003.
What about Bob Monkhouse was a pure genius, by the way. He was a genius.
He was great, wasn't he?
He was absolutely brilliant.
We played a game, right? So you've got a list, right? So the first part of the game is you've got to guess if the celebrity is dead or alive. Then you've got to guess when he died,
what year they died, and then you've got to guess how they died.
Who played this game?
I was playing this with my friends the other day there.
Geese one, all of us.
You sound like a brilliant bunch, mate.
Okay, that's right up my street, mate.
Right, what a great laugh, right? Okay,
he's one.
Dorothy from the Golden Girls.
Deed.
Yes, correct.
She's deed. And then I've got to give you the date she died.
Give me the year
she died.
Yeah.
She died in 2010.
2009, 1 year out.
Oh, give me one, John. Give me one.
Les Dawson.
Nah, that can't. That's too. He's too. That's Coronation Street, isn't it?
No, Les Dawson.
Oh, no.
Blanky blank.
Oh,
Don't give him any more clues. Don't give him any more clues.
3-2-1.
Do you know the answer to that, Grado?
No, I'm not a Les Dawson guy.
Chris, do you know the answer to that?
I'm going to imagine he's dead.
Yes, correct. That for
wait a minute, that's, you're going to imagine he's dead.
Give me a shite one.
Don't imagine it. That's horrible.
He was quite old when I was quite young. So
he's older now,
so he must be dead.
I'm going to guess, in terms of the year he died, I'm just going to jump in here to take the bonus point. The year he died would be something like 2007.
I was going to say...
1993.
What?
62. He was only 62 when he died, Les Dawson.
Look, man, was it that long ago? Jeez, oh.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Give Chris one.
Right, okay. I don't know if you're familiar, Chris, with the works of Anne Kirkbride. She played Deirdre Barlow in Coronation Street.
I remember when she...
That's a shame. That was a sad one.
Deirdre Barlow.
No, yes.
Also Deirdre Rashid.
What year?
Must be recent, surely. 2015.
It was spot on. You
right, hold on here, because I genuinely didn't know she was dead. See when I was gone. Oh, that poor woman. That was me trying to hustle Chris into saying she was dead, and I didn't know she was dead.
I didn't know either. I only found this out the other day. There, what?
That's
shame.
Terrible.
No,
so
man,
were you being serious, Grado, when you were like, "That's a sad one."
Because she died. I remember when she died, I was phoning this morning and they put up our picture at the end on Coronation Street, you know, the kind of
one
that the wrestling used, you know, that kind of they put the titans on when wrestlers die. I knew Deirdre had died.
That's a shame.
Because Mike Dixon's dead as well. Dale Winton, you forget that he's dead sometimes, I think.
Aye, Dale Winton.
So he is.
So is Jeggles. He's dead, aren't he?
Aye, mate. He died in the same day as my mom.
Right. She's shocking.
That's no funny, right? But however, Joe Hallett will always tell, like, the guy who wrote Scott Squad texts me and he was like, "Oh man, fucking sorry to hear about your mom." I just had fun at that moment that Keith Jegwin also died about. Oh man, my mom, Keith Jegwin, the 1 week.
The one day.
How weird's that?
Chris, see when you volunteered to do this, was this what you were expecting you'd be coming on today?
It's exactly what I was expecting. I mean, you just want to come on for a wee boiler, so this is...
Tell me your wrestling stuff, though. What's your favourite? Like, what are you into?
I'm drifting away from it now, man. I grew up in the Attitude Era. Just right at the height of the Attitude Era. I remember, like, one of the first things I've ever seen was The Undertaker trying to marry Stephanie.
Oh, yes,
fucking amazing.
Great times.
Ruthless Aggression Era. And then when I got to, like, the PG kind of era, I started to drift, but I kept getting pulled back. Like, CM Punk was fucking amazing. And nowadays, it's just utter shite. honestly, do you know, see what I do, right? Honestly, this is what I do. I don't even watch it. Bleacher Report. Every Tuesday morning, every Saturday morning, I read about it, and if there's something watching, I'll YouTube it, and it's quite bad now, isn't it? It's really, really bad.
It's bad.
It's funny you say that. I've got mates like that, right, that are, like, never watch wrestling anymore. Like, I'm sure my mate Woogie probably hasn't watched wrestling in 10 years, but we'll still go on, like, WrestleZone.com every other day, check the results and all that, and just kind of just double-check if it's still shite.
You need to keep your horn on just in case something happens. But it's just like AEW. I thought that would kind of bring me in, but they it's good, right? But they don't have a plan, do they? They're just fucking signing every country that gets released for WWE. Aye. So
I mean, I like Big Show and all that, and Mark Henry and that, right? I like them, but what are they fucking signing them for?
It just doesn't make sense. But they'll probably sign Big Braun and Lana, so they might bring something to the product. But,
maybe. Well, man, listen. What's your story in real life? What do you do?
What do you do, man?
I'm a student vice president, head of the student union for a college.
What's that?
It sounds sexual, but it actually is. You're just dealing with wee fanny students all day.
But you might struggle to get another job.
I would struggle to get another job.
Listen, after this episode, we're all going to struggle to get another job.
No, you're just dealing with students all day, and you can imagine what that's like. But I'm doing my degree as well, doing my master's. I just done my third year, so I'm doing my master's next year.
Nice, man.
In HR. So if you need some advice, just come to me. But I was actually coming on to speak to Great Credo about Ramon for Clinton Baptist podcast.
How good is that?
Mate, I'm on Heart and Hand, and I done an episode, two episodes with him on for Heart and Hand, and I recommended him to you. Did you know listening to him now?
What, on Heart and Hands?
I've done two episodes.
Since the football kind of stopped, I've not been listening to as many football podcasts, but mate, do you listen to the Clinton Baptist podcast?
Aye, it's fucking amazing.
Is it not just the funniest thing you've ever heard in your life, man?
But honestly, like, see the point. Like, I actually get my podcast recommendations for you. Like, honestly, see when I hear you're listening to something, I hated Jeff Jarrett, right? I did. I'm not going to lie. I thought he was just a prick for years. And see, since I started listening to his podcast, actually, I listened to him on this show before the podcast, before I listened to his podcast.
Right.
And he's actually just the nicest guy ever, isn't he? He's like, I don't know why I hated him so much. I just thought, like, you know, his gimmick was shite, wasn't it? Like, just hitting a guy, somebody over the head with a guitar. Like, who was it says he never drew a dime? But
Folks seen, but he's never drew a dime.
That's unfair, man. But see, at the end of the day, he's what a guy is, man. See, couldn't recommend his podcast highly enough. It's fucking amazing.
I'm telling you, it's the best, and he is the best, man. He's a great guy.
You putting the boots back on anything soon?
I don't know, because I don't know when they're wrestling. I don't know when the next time when Scotland are going to be able to have shows. I mean, I've toyed with the idea of maybe kind of doing another Grado family bash type thing before anything else. So
my bird's from Dundee, so she doesn't really kind of keep her fitting with fucking what's happening around these parts, Glasgow, Paisley kind of way. And she's like to me, do you know that guy from Two Doors Down? Was his name? Is it Grado or something? I'm like, aye, of course I know. Do you know he used to be a wrestler? I was like, what? That's how he made his fucking name. She just thought you were an actor.
I get that all the time. See, on Instagram, man, it breaks my heart when folk reply on Instagram, why have you retired?
Fucking Cornette's fault.
I know, man. Well, that is,
Well, man,
Chris, I was asking for.
It's been a pleasure having you on, Chris. I mean,
just good luck with everything, mate.
Matthew Kelly, mate.
Thanks, mate. Aye. Oh, fuck, aye. Keep your eye on him.
Fucking hell, man. Hey, have a good night, Chris, right?
Well, see you later. Cheers, see you later. Bye.
And if you want to be on the running and get us sued, well, the best bet is to sign up to our Patreon, as our World Heavyweight Champs get first dibs, Intercontinental Champs get second, and Cruiserweight Champions get third. Get on patreon.com/wrestlingdaft to get involved, and hopefully there'll be some of that interview that you can listen to if Don's made all the edits.
You just made the list!
Now it's time for a list longer than Santa's. It's the list of Wrestling Daft. Yeah, it's a wee festive wee intro there. One's put in for the middle of fucking summer.
I couldn't think of anything else to say this week.
You can vote for what you want us to talk about at patreon.com/wrestlingdaft. This week it was best current finishers versus worst current finishers, and with 73% of the vote, it was the best that won it.
Maybe that boy Jamie's right. Maybe you should start scripting the show, Rab. You're the comedy writer.
Mate, the best it is, Rab, right? No, why you know what the best it is? We finished in Fitbit after about, I'd say, maybe like an hour before we done this. And he went, I've still not wrote the script for Wrestling Daft yet, so I can just see you 10 minutes to go, still write the script going, the list is long as Santa's.
It was pretty much that. I was sitting eating my dinner trying to get it all fucked right.
See, this is a ridiculous list again, man. Best current finishers. It's just going to be...
If RKO's banned, you can't say the RKO.
What do you mean the RKO is banned?
Say the RKO, because I know that's what you would say, so you can't say the RKO.
Okay. Right, okay. Well, my list, I think, in that case, would be at number three... It would be... Hey, listen, I really love Sister Abigail. Best current finishers in wrestling. We're talking about just American wrestling, really.
You can go British. Go British if you want.
None of the British wrestlers have good finishers. I'm only joking. Wee Boot is number one.
No, it's not.
Wee Boot is number one. Who's
that going to Wee Boot? You cheeky bastard.
Wee Boot, Hulk Hogan thing.
It's a Yakuza kick Trent Acid wrestling piece, done it. All right.
So the Wee Boot is number one.
All right.
The Wee Boot is number one.
Oh, yeah, John, you're annoying me. That's...
Number
sorry,
Greg. So three, wrong size. Two. Are you telling me I can't put the RKO in?
No.
Seriously?
No.
What's Thing Me's move? The big man. The big guy. The big fucking giant guy.
Oh, the big bodyguard.
No, him. The big muscly guy.
Lance Archer.
No, the guy that was in, he was in that faction in NXT, the Undisputed Era or something. Adam Cole, his name is. What's his finisher?
Adam Cole as the Panama Sunrise, isn't it?
The Panama Sunrise.
Panama Sunrise, is that what it's called? When he jumps off the top road and then can goes into a destroyer.
That's brilliant, isn't it?
Current
finishers. Maybe that's my number five. Let me think. What could be number? What is my number one? No, the Wee Boot's a number one. Obviously.
Well, what about Drew's version of the Wee Boot, the Claymore kick?
The Claymore kick is great. I think it's high impact. It really looks good, on that. But it doesn't have the ferocity that the Wee Boot has. For me, were you laughing at John?
Were you laughing at? Do you know I had to bite my lips when I wrestled Drew in 2015, and he had to beat me, and it was on impact when we're going out of the match, and he was like. He was like, I'm just doing this new thing. You know, I'm going to stamp the grunt and then, you know, G up the band. I just come running and kicking you. I was like, you want to beat me with a Wee Boot? I never said it.
You didn't say it?
Hi, man, cool, just like a big running kick. Hi, man, the ball, let's do it. I was thinking, the fucking nerve.
But, Kate, you don't leave the floor with a Wee Boot.
I only just started at Lena Flair a couple of months ago.
It just lacks ferocity. That's how I would put it. Do you remember when he did the Claymore to Lesnar at the Rumble?
Yes.
And the impact of that, Nora, and I remember the first thought that jumped into my head was I would have much rather seen Grado give the Wee Boot to Lesnar here and put Lesnar over the top rope. I just think that was mere... I don't want to say believable, but you know what I mean? A wee bit more authentic, I think, if it had been Grado eliminating Lesnar with a Wee Boot.
I don't know what you're laughing at, John.
Sorry, I don't know what you're laughing at, John.
You want me to give you a Wee Boot and see how it feels?
If I remember right, the guy that does the Claymore get beat by the guy who does the Wee Boot.
Exactly.
For the fucking title. For the title. Like,
the guy that...
And did they ever win that title back off you, Grado?
Never won it back off me.
No? Did he fuck?
No. I ran him out of tune. You think about it. I beat this guy Drew with the Wee Boot, and Drew beat him with my move, which means I could beat Brock Lesnar with it. So, you know what I mean?
Aye, absolutely.
Hell, man,
makes sense.
Absolutely. Why do you think that Grado hasn't been signed to WWE yet?
Who knows, man.
Who are they protecting? That's what I'm saying. Who are they protecting?
Was there a big conspiracy there, isn't there?
Who are they protecting? Think about it, John.
Do you know what? You're onto something there. You're onto something there.
I mean...
Grado's entire moveset has been lifted by other people, has been stolen by other people.
Everybody steals my moves.
Rowan Slice.
Kevin Owens is doing that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's been ripping off Grado's stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They can all fuck off.
Aye.
Chris says, best finisher, Imperium's uppercut bomb.
It's good.
What do you mean good, John? That's good in the fucking wee boot, isn't he?
Honestly, I'm sick of this guy.
Do you think Walter is tougher than Grado?
Do I think Walter's tougher than Grado?
Do you think Walter, listen to the guy's name, Walter.
Walter, mate. You think I couldn't slap than a Grado? Bit of Walter? You think I couldn't slap a bit of Walter?
If you're asking me who would I rather fight, Grado or Walter, right? I'm picking you
better,
Grado.
You better watch your move, man, because I'll beat your door in fucking half an hour.
Rico.
Anyway.
Rico says the best finisher is Pax Black Arrow. Tommy N's Black Mass. Kenny Omega's One Winged Angel. Stevens says best finisher is Miro's Camel Clutch just because of how realistic and sore it looks. That is really good. I like that myself. Gavin likes Tony Storm's new finisher. I've not seen that. What is it, John?
It's some. I can't even explain it, but it looks pretty brutal and I was very impressed when I saw it.
Is it a forward roll?
It's kind of a suplex jackknife backbreakery thing. It looks really good.
The Garden Daddy says, hasn't watched wrestling in a while, but the punt by Orton was awesome when he was putting people out of action one after another, and Pac's finishers is incredible. Dino likes a brogue kick. John says, Sheamus or Drew's kicks just look like they'd take your head off. But they are... See, the next time you watch Drew Daney's Claymore, look out for this. His foot doesn't make contact with the guy that he's doing it to. And he slaps his bum. And
I've noticed that recently.
He slaps his bum. He goes, slap on his bum. And see the sound that you hear that you think is the foot hitting the face? That's the sound of Drew's bum clapping. That's the sound of Drew's bum going smack like that. So it's a bum. It's a guy smacking his bum. So think about that. When Grado does the wee boot, he lands it on you.
Mm-hmm.
He actually lands it on you because it's real when Grado does it. You know what I mean? WWE's fake, but Grado's stuff's real. Sandy says best finisher has to be either Baron Corbin's End of Days or Roderick Strong's End of Heartache suplex into a backbreaker. Two very unique, well-protected finishers, which rarely see nowadays. Bronzcello says he's no anti-flippy shit. Loves Britt Baker's lockjaw, can be performed in anybody of any size, like all good finishers should be. And James says, wait, you hear this, boys? You ready? James says, it's got to be Vince McMahon, because when he hits you with a future endeavours, your career is over. And the WWE.
Yeah, man. He's fucking
Neil Denner, man. Advance for the future and devil.
Tell you, man.
Very good. Grado, what's the best finisher you've ever taken?
Oh, come on. Radio. The Worm.
What?
The Worm.
Oh, the Worm.
Aye, like the Worm.
Have you ever had? You've never.
Probably the best, getting a bookend off Booker T. Love that.
Woo!
Now listen, there is loads more content at patreon.com/wrestlingdaft. Two bonus episodes are up there just now, including Grado's WrestleMania memories, and we'll have a new one on the way in the next couple of weeks. Best way to get involved is to sign up to one of your tiers at patreon.com/wrestlingdaft.
I know we've been saying that for the last couple of weeks.
John, don't make a face.
Right, sorry.
Don't make a face. We'll get some new stuff up there. Don't worry about it. Listen, you sign up and we will bring you new stuff. You can demand it. It's people power. You can go, listen, we are paying good money here. Get us some new content and we will respond. There's hundreds of extra content up there already. Anyway, Greg Kempel stuff, Nora, Football Daft, stuff for Football Daft, crossovers, big crossovers, Nora. Talk wrestling. If you fancy that, you fancy becoming one of your patrons, you could be one of your patrons. You could say, ah, pay for Grado's trainers, pay for Grado's haircuts. Sign up now at patreon.com/wrestlingdaft as we would love to welcome you in all seriousness to our family. Gosh. It's time now for another Wrestling Daft road story. We are wrestlers on the way back for a show, just trying to pop each other using your stories. Very, very critical that you understand that these are your stories and not our stories. We would not have these stories. So let's get in the car and we'll see what happens. You put sound effects in, Johnny.
I do. You do them yourself as well, though, so that's fine.
Oh, no, you do. Quite a match tonight, wasn't it?
Aye, man. Well, I've just ordered a Just Eat to the Core, mate. So halfway through me telling you, because I've got a wee story to tell you, but if halfway through I have to stop telling the story, it's because the guy's coming to the window to give me my delivery. All right.
Okay, no worries. What'd you order?
Chips, cheese and doner meat with garlic sauce and chilli sauce, 2 cans of Diet Ambra.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Have you, Rab, have you ever heard of a gender reveal party?
I have indeed, mate, aye.
Well.
Aye. I hear they're all having them these days.
Aye, man. Defties. Anyway. I hadn't heard of one until recently, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was when I was out with my missus in the night on a wee date, and I didn't find out what it was before making an absolute right titty myself.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. So, we sat down, and in the opposite corner, there was a group of youngsters having a wee party, right?
Aye.
And my girlfriend, she asked the waiters what the crowd were celebrating. He tells her that it was a gender reveal party and that the lassie that they had it for actually worked there.
Right.
Now, in my mind, I'm thinking a gender reveal is when somebody's announcing to their friends and family that he or she or they are now transgender or gender fluid.
Right, let's take a wee edit break here. Grado, before you go any further...
You idiot!
And start telling this story, right? Let's have a wee bit of insight here for the listeners. We have had a conversation here within the team, me and Grado and John. We've discussed the road story that was going to be told, and we've decided not to tell it. We've decided not to tell this road story this week. And here's why, right? And here's why, because there was elements of the story... While the story was not offensive in itself, there were just elements of the story we thought could make some of your listeners out there uncomfortable. And so we've decided to bin it, to set it aside and bin it. Now, what we would say to people out there that are sending in their stories for the road stories is this, right? First of all, don't destroy your careers by sending us in any stories that are a trap that is going to get us cancelled, right? That's the first thing. The second thing as well is sometimes if you write your stories down, have a redo of your stories and think to yourself, could I, it's not even about offending somebody, but just could I hurt somebody's feelings with this? Could I hurt even one person's feelings with this? Now, everybody that listens to this podcast is a wrestling fan, right? Everybody that listens to this podcast is somebody that could be standing beside you at a wrestling event. And the one thing we always talk about, didn't we, Grado, about wrestling is that if you're a fan of wrestling, if you're a wrestler,
aye,
we're all united, and if we're all like one big family because we love the wrestling. We make horrible jokes on this program. I make horrible jokes about Adam Cole. I've made horrible jokes about Aleister Black. No, I'm not serious about any of the jokes. It's just heel patter and bullshit and talk. And when Grado's burying people like he does every week, he's not serious about burying them.
No.
He saves that stuff for when he's messaging everybody in the middle of the night. But he's no seriously burying everybody because we're all one big family here, right? And right, as the one thing that connects us all is that we're all wrestling fans and we all love each other because of that. So what you need to do is you need to look at your road stories when you write them and you need to ask yourself, what if I offended just one person? What if I made just one person feel upset or when they're listening to the podcast in the morning and they look forward to listening to Wrestling Daft and then there's a story that kind of makes them feel a bit uncomfortable about themselves that day, that one morning? When they listen to it, we don't want to do that to each other, do we?
You're so good at explaining this, Rab. You are so intelligent. Sometimes I just love listening to you.
You're so intelligent.
I wish I had the words to say what you say, because I would just go, "You fucking cheeky!" But don't you try to get us in. Oh, you want to see us end up in the fucking paper talking about this? Fuck's sake! I like the way you done that there, and I totally get it.
But it's true. We just need to be very, very, very cautious. You know what I mean? And you know, particularly, you know, these guys, John and Grado, they work in the radio as well. They work in breakfast radio. So, I mean, they're used to just, you know, saying just any old shit that fucking comes across their desk.
But
we have to be cautious here on Wrestling Daft. We have to be very cautious. Grado, so since we're not telling this road story,
right,
why don't you dip into your own memory banks and tell us one of your real road stories? Just a wee short one, just some kind of fun, even if you've told it before, because you're always telling stories 10 times anyway. But Have you got any nice wee, maybe a nice wee heartwarming one? Because the boys are back together. The Wrestling Daft team are all back together again tonight. Is there any wee kind of funny, wee heartwarming road story you could tell us
You must have been going from town to town in TNA, Grado, you know, with the boys. Who did you ride with when you were over America?
JB, Abyss, Conan was probably...
What a car journey. There must have been some tales in that journey.
But the problem was, with TNA, we never done a lot of Friday, Saturday, Sundays. It was always get in, you know, on a Friday night, day of the show on a Saturday, and then him on a Sunday. It was always, but there was always, oh, fuck, I can't tell that. There was always stuff that happened at the hotel. There was always stuff going down.
What do you mean there's always stuff going down at a hotel? What kind of stuff?
Well, I'm trying to think.
Are you trying to think of something that won't get you cancelled here, Grado?
Aye, basically. Okay. Or somebody else cancelled.
Right.
Hold on. Where am I looking for? Give me.
Did you not just go back to the hotel and just go like, all right, boys, that was a good day. It's 8 o'clock. I'm going to head up and just have a wee shower and get into my bed.
We most of the time we were always just mad, but all the time. I mean, no joke. And that was the best thing about going to America, was just doing the show and then finishing, and then I would just go to myself, oh, I've got a fucking night with a slot. You know that way? It's maybe they've been doing this for years and years and years, but for me, I was like, I am going to ask the questions.
And so what, would you go to like a club or something and get leathered, or like what would happen?
It was weird, right? Because what would happen was, I'd always go with the young team first, right? So the young team would be like going out with Spud, EC3, Eddie Edwards, right? But yep, because I lived in a room with likes of JB and Abyss and Conan, I'd go with the young team first and then come back and then sit with them. You know what I mean? And most of the times it would be like, I would get my kicks out of fucking sitting mad with and going to Conan, right? Come on, do it. Arriba la raza! You know what I mean? Just fucking get that out of the time.
And would he do it?
What? Why does it, man? I've done it. There's a video when like everybody would do it. Everybody would end. I would always just come out with stuff, the questions that everybody wants to know. Sitting out here and going, right, fucking tell us the deal, man. Did you screw Brett? fucking Vince Russo. Hey, what happened at Bash of the Beach? You know what I mean? I didn't give a fuck. And that's, oh, that was the best thing about it. I don't know. I've got this memory in me right now that I remember. I remember, just because it came up my memory the other day, because it's my birthday, but we'd done a show in Canada, and I can't remember what the main event was, but it was EC3 and all this kind of carry on, and then because it was my birthday, they got me out into the ring, and all the wrestlers come out and hit me with a birthday cake, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was amazing, right? Because they're all dancing to like a prayer and stuff like that. And I remember just coming backstage, and it was like an extra birthday gift, right? But I came back, and Monty Brown came to visit the show. Remember Monty Brown for TNA? And he was like, happy birthday, brother. And I was just like, this is the best birthday ever, Monty Brown. which was, by the way, the day after I met fucking Liam Gallagher in the airport. So I met Liam Gallagher and Monty Brown in the same 2 days after each other.
There you go, mate. You've got the best road stories of them all.
There was nothing there. I never told you then. I don't know.
No, but that was them. But that's the kind of insight that we like. You did tell us stuff. We got a kind of idea of what it was like being the guy that moved in these circles. Even that, just like asking Conan to shout that and all that. And...
There was one time we took a certain wrestler's wife was sort of drunk, so we decided to help her up to her room. Right, this is fucking anyway, but that said wrestler, who's a very famous wrestler, basically was coming in as we were going out. Right, put it this way, he came in and we powdered it as if we better fucking go, because this looks dodgy. But we're generally helping to our bed, we're being nice,
aye.
And we're walking down the hallway, and he came out and he's like, who's here? Who's been in with my wife? And I was with this guy who was so innocent. It was his like first weekend on the job, and he was even a wrestling fan. He was so gentle and so nice. And he pulled me into one of the doors, you know, in hotels, like the doors are in, so you could hide in doors like the movies. And this wrestler's come out and he's going, who is it? If I find you, who's been in with my wife? And I swear it was like being in a terrorist attack.
in a hotel, right, waiting like that, and he was going, where are yous, walking down the hotel, and this other guy, right, I'm not even joking, was the scaredest guy ever. He was going, I was like, sorry, we've not done it, mate, we've not fucking done it. And then eventually, what, because the rest of the steamer went back into his room, and that was the story. But it was just the funniness was just this guy absolutely shitting himself and thinking he was in a terrorist attack.
Right, well, we need to end this show now because I want to know who the fucking guy was. Aye. So let's get this show finished. So if you're going to send us in road stories, just have a think. It's all right. You can send in nice heartwarming ones as well. We just want some nice...
Can we get back to sex and stuff? Are you weird,
John?
You guys are scared about all these other
John,
things.
You've been hanging about with George Bowie too much. Get back to sex. I mean, come on now.
Sex and the shit and the puke and all the drunk stories.
What the fucking GBX cruise we're doing here? It's like, fucking, come on.
GBX.
And if you have a Wrestling Daft Road story yourself, just drop us a DM on Twitter at Wrestling Daft or get us on the Facebook page. Well, listen, that's it for Wrestling Daft. Rate, review and subscribe on Apple. Get us in wherever you get your podcasts. Mind for more content, get in the video version of the show so you can see our kind of embarrassing, uncomfortable faces this episode. Get on board, patreon.com/wrestlingdaft. Check out our merch at shop.spreadshirt.co.uk/wrestlingdaft. We need to choose our listener of the week.
What about the guy that the Future Endeavour story for Vince? That was great.
That was absolutely that was sensational. Brilliant. That was James. You've done
it. Take a bow, James.
And I am now going to go and find out who this
wrestler
guy was that Grado was having an affair with his wife. I need to find out what happened here. Grado, glad that you're back.
Cheers, glad that the band's back together. Yep.
And up the road, mate.
It's your sale up the road. Audio Frontier.